More than 100 days since the parties to South Sudan's revitalized peace agreement reconstituted, the National Legislative Assembly lawmakers still lack space to sit and deliberate. Paul Yuani Bonju, the designated spokesperson of the National Legislative Assembly, told the South Sudan in Focus the problem is the continuing renovation work on the parliamentary building.
We should have been actually conducting our normal sittings within this building, but because of the renovation, which is ongoing, at the moment we're conducting sittings at the Freedom Hall. This is one of the challenges, but I believe that seeing now the speed of the work, I believe within 3 to 4 months, if the necessary resources are injected to the contractor, once the chamber is done, then the normal sittings of this house will be conducted within the parliamentary precincts.
Bonju says members of the executive who defy calls and summonses to appear before lawmakers also make it difficult for legislators to hold the government officials accountable.
The second challenge is connected to some of our colleagues in the executive wing of the government. Sometimes summons reach their offices, their ministries, but you find that sometimes turn up is not to our expectation, because as a minister, if you hear that you are summoned to the parliament, then I think you are supposed to exert your utmost best to ensure that you come and update the house on the request which is presented to you.
Bonju says at least 6 ministers were summoned to appear before parliament 3 weeks ago, but none of them turned up. He says that includes Humanitarian Affairs Minister Peter Mayen and Health Minister Elizabeth Achueyol, who did not honor request to appear before Parliament to answer questions on the government's response to flooding in Unity, Upper Nile and Jonglei states. Bonju says although the House still hopes to hear from the ministers, their failure to appear at the required time is a setback to Parliament's efforts to deliver services to the citizens. Despite the problems they face, Bonju says lawmakers have registered several achievements in the first 100 days since the National Legislative Assembly was inaugurated.
The biggest achievement of this parliament is the cordial relations, the calm mood exhibited by the honorable members. We also have, when this parliament was reconstituted, when this parliament was revitalized, many people thought maybe the members, the house is going to be marred with disagreements. The house is going to be marred with quarrels. The house is going to be marred by the members attacking themselves.
Bonju says the lawmakers managed to expand the number of specialized parliamentary committees to 35 from the earlier 25. However, legislators have yet to nominate committee chairpersons. He says lawmakers also chose 2 chief whips for the ruling party and opposition. However, Boboya James, a policy analyst who heads the Juba-based Institute for Social Policy and Research, says lawmakers have achieved too little.
The parliamentarians have spent a lot of time on petty things other than strategic issues that could steer and move the National Assembly to a direction where it can be reckoned with when it comes to issues of oversight and asking the members of the executive to be able to provide the much-needed services to South Sudanese, and also, you know, providing the required, you know, governance-related issues in this country.
James says Parliament must perform its duties as expected.
We have seen evidence that over 50% of the members of parliament are not able to turn up because most of them are either sick, either they don't have money to, you know, to facilitate their going to parliament and things like that. So the parliament is at most functioning 50% low. And I think that has also an impact in terms of how this parliament is supposed to continue to contribute to key legislative issues.
The lawmakers were sworn into office on August 2nd. Some of the key legislations the parliament was supposed to work on in this session include amending the acts governing the National Army, the Security Service, the Police Force, the Prison Service, and Fire Brigades. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.